Each October, the water level on the 10 Lake Manitouish chain is drawn down by about 3.5 feet. That protects permanent docks, boathouses, and seawalls from winter ice damage. But it also causes the Manitouish River below the Rest Lake Dam to flood in the fall instead of the natural swell it would experience during the spring. That plan will continue for at least 2 more years under a new Memorandum of Understanding, says the DNR's James Yock.
Well, the MOU is an agreed-upon operating regime that took place between all the stakeholders in an experimental fashion that kind of dictates when the drawdowns will begin, how far they will draw down, and then also when the refill is to begin.
A similar drawdown plan has been in place since the 1930s. Many property owners on the Manitouish chain support it, while environmentalists and people living on the Manitouish River have issues with the pattern. Yock says those people will be heard over the next few years.
We're going to be starting a series of meetings over the course of the next couple of years to talk about more substantive issues and that relate to the Rest Lake MOU. So we're looking forward to that.
Yock says one reason the MOU was extended is because it has yet to be put to the test in a low water level year in the Northwoods. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.